高三英语高考练习十六 1. Listening Comprehension Section A Directions In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it,Read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1. I heard someone at the door. Who was it?
Just the postman with a package for our neighbor, the Simpsons. They are on their Christmas vacation.
Question. Who was at the door? 2. Excuse me, where can I find some books on linguistics?
The regular priced ones are on that table, and we have some on sale here. Do you want to have a look?
Question. Where does the conversation probably take place?
3. Excuse me.When will flight number CA634 from Tokyo arrive?
It was scheduled to arrive at 11 o'clock a.m., but it will be delayed for 45 minutes.
Question. When will the plane arrive?
4. Jimmy, how did your final exam go?
I thought I might have failed.But the result was not so bad.
Question. What does the man imply? 5. It seems that Jack never wants to do anything but play with his iPad.
That's what he likes to do most.
Question. What can be inferred about Jack?
6. Hey, Sherry, I've been looking for you. Where have you been?
Oh, Michael, I must be at the office in 15 minutes, and then I have a very important conference to attend. Maybe we can talk this evening. I'll be at home, and I will call you.
Question. Where has the woman been?
7.What's up, John?
I just received another rejection letter. Gosh, it seems that I will never get a good job.
Question. Why does the man probably feel?
8. Sandy, would you like to have dinner with me this evening?
Great. You treated me last week. Now it's my turn.Shall we try something French?
Question. What can we learn from the conversation? 9. Which skirt do you plan to wear for Jenny's wedding ceremony?
I love the pink one, for it fits me well. But you know, it's just too casual. I suppose I'll wear the blue one.
Question.Why doesn't the woman wear the pink skirt? 10. Joe told me that Peter had passed the TOEFL test with a high score.
You're surprised?
Question. What does the woman mean?
2. Directions. In Section B, you will hear 2 short passages and 1 longer conversation, and you'll be asked questions on each of them. The passages and the conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one will be the best answer to the question you have heard.Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
Have you heard of the women's liberation movement in the U.S.? According to some records, it began in the 1960s. There are many aspects of the women's liberation movement. Some women want full equality with men in every aspect of life. In marriage, they want husbands and wives to share all of the work and responsibilities of a home and family. In work, they want women and men to have the same jobs and the same chance to succeed. They want women to be paid just as much as men for the same work. Other women agree with some of the ideas of the women's liberation. They want the same pay if they hold the same job as a man. At home, however, they do not expect their husbands to share in the cleaning, cooking, and other household jobs. It is important to remember that the women's liberation movement is not concerned only with concrete issues. The movement is also concerned with attitudes and beliefs. Some women do not think they are capable of doing anything important. The women's liberation movement would like to help these women improve their view of themselves. Many women have taken jobs, have helped others, have raised healthy children, and have done many other things to contribute to their communities. They have shown that they are capable of being good leaders and of doing many important things.
Now, listen again, please.
Have you heard of the women's liberation movement in the U.S.? According to some records, it began in the 1960s. There are many aspects of the women's liberation movement. Some women want full equality with men in every aspect of life. In marriage, they want husbands and wives to share all of the work and responsibilities of a home and family. In work, they want women and men to have the same jobs and the same chance to succeed. They want women to be paid just as much as men for the same work. Other women agree with some of the ideas of the women's liberation. They want the same pay if they hold the same job as a man. At home, however, they do not expect their husbands to share in the cleaning, cooking, and other household jobs. It is important to remember that the women's liberation movement is not concerned only with concrete issues. The movement is also concerned with attitudes and beliefs. Some women do not think they are capable of doing anything important. The women's liberation movement would like to help these women improve their view of themselves. Many women have taken jobs, have helped others, have raised healthy children, and have done many other things to contribute to their communities. They have shown that they are capable of being good leaders and of doing many important things.
Questions 11. When did the women's liberation movement begin?
What do many women want in work?
13. What is the women's liberation movement concerned with?
14 through 16 are based on the following story.
It's parents' nature to love and provide for children. Because our children are part of us, we want to see them happy. Nevertheless, a wish that our children have everything that we lacked as youngsters can cause us to spoil them. One of the most precious gifts you can give your children is true independence. It lets them know how to gain what they desire by themselves and become owners of their own happiness. When the time comes for them to go to college or begin to work, you will have the confidence that you have raised a child that can both enter and contribute to society confidently. When children are not afforded the opportunity to explore self-dependence or to fulfill their own needs, they may have false values. They won't realize the necessity of hard work and the needs of others. Yet children who are given love and affection in abundance are often kinder and more responsible than those whose parents agree to every material demand. They develop a strong sense of self that stretches beyond possessions and the approval of their peers. As adults, they will understand that each individual is responsible for building the life they desire. It can be difficult to watch children struggle to meet their personal goals, yet it is wonderful to be by their side as they achieve it. Your choice not to spoil your children will bless you with more opportunities to show them understanding and to be fully present with them as they journey toward adulthood.
Now listen again, please.
It's parents' nature to love and provide for children, because our children are part of us. We want to see them happy. Nevertheless, a wish that our children have everything that we lacked as youngsters can cause us to spoil them. One of the most precious gifts you can give your children is true independence. It lets them know how to gain what they desire by themselves and become owners of their own happiness. When the time comes for them to go to college or begin to work, you will have the confidence that you have raised a child that can both enter and contribute to society confidently. When children are not afforded the opportunity to explore self-dependence or to fulfill their own needs, they may have false values. They won't realize the necessity of hard work and the needs of others. Yet children who are given love and affection in abundance are often kinder and more responsible than those whose parents agree to every material demand. They develop a strong sense of self that stretches beyond possessions and the approval of their peers. As adults, they will understand that each individual is responsible for building the life they desire. It can be difficult to watch children struggle to meet their personal goals, yet it is wonderful to be by their side as they achieve it. Your choice not to spoil your children will bless you with more opportunities to show them understanding and to be fully present with them as they journey toward adulthood.
Questions. 14. Why does a father buy his children some expensive gifts?
What can we infer from the passage about spoiled children?
According to the passage, what should parents do for children?
17-20 are based on the following conversation.
This is Johnson's Taxi. How can we help you?
Hello, this is Alice Morgan. I want to book a taxi from you.
Sure, ma'am. On what date would you like to book the taxi?
I am picking up my husband this Saturday on December 20th.
I see. And when?
His plane is supposed to land at 9:30.
So our taxi is waiting for you outside the airport at around 9:30.
Once it lands, he will collect the luggage first, so let's make it at 10:15 at the parking lot of the airport, okay?
Okay, ma'am.
And how is the fare?
Well, we charge $3.50 for the first 2 kilometers, and for the following distance, $1 for each kilometer. Plus, you have to pay an extra $4 order fee.
Fair enough.
Can you leave us a phone number so that our taxi driver can contact you then?
Sure. My cell phone number is 770-935-6621.
Okay, have a nice weekend.
Now listen again, please.
This is Johnson's Taxi. How can we help you?
Hello, this is Alice Morgan. I want to book a taxi from you.
Sure, ma'am. On what date would you like to book the taxi?
I am picking up my husband this Saturday on December 20th.
I see. And when?
His plane is supposed to land at 9:30.
So our taxi is waiting for you outside the airport at around 9:30.
Once it lands, he will collect the luggage first. So let's make it at 10:15 at the parking lot of the airport, okay?
Okay, ma'am.
And how is the fare?
Well, we charge $3.50 for the first 2 kilometers, and for the following distance, $1 for each kilometer. Plus, you have to pay an extra $4 order fee.
Fair enough.
Can you leave us a phone number so that our taxi driver can contact you then?
Sure. My cell phone number is 770-935-6621.
Okay, have a nice weekend.
Questions 17. Why does the woman call the Johnsons?
Eighteen. What does the woman order a taxi for?
19. How much should the woman pay for a 5-kilometer service?
20. Who will contact the woman on that day?